Christian.
Welcome, friends, to the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Why did you stop traffic? Craig was doing groundwork for a railway and noticed an echidna walking down the track. Stop the train.
How the... Wow.
You can't stop a train because they can't just like tap the brakes and go, whoa. Trains take a K to stop, don't they? Travelling at a bit of speed. Just for an echidna. Alex.
Hi.
Why did you stop traffic?
Well, this was actually my father. So he stopped a tram and cars because he wanted to pick up a dollar coin from the train track.
Bloody hell. I'm sorry, but for people like that, they should be allowed to get a little nudge from the tram just to go, come on, mate.
What an eagle eye, though, to spot that.
Yeah, well, hang on a second.
But there was more. He couldn't actually retrieve it, so he went back to the car and got a screwdriver.
Oh.
And he was picking it out, and the trams were, you know, ringing the bell, and the cars were tooting and telling him to get off the
track. So funny.
I need that. One day I might need to have to get that trolley out of Coles.
You never know when you're going to need a dollar.
You're right. Yes. Yes. Alex, great story. Thank you very much. Go to Julie now. Julie, why did you stop traffic?
I stopped traffic because I was in labour. I've been to the hospital to have an appointment to see how the pregnancy was going, and they said to me, look, go for a walk, you're very close. I went for a walk to get a feed for lunch, and I went into labour while I was sitting there having lunch. So I was walking back to the hospital and the contractions really ramped up, and I was walking back through every busy intersection, and my mum and my husband had their hands out and were stopping traffic because I couldn't move.
I thought you said they were going to have their hands out like trying to catch the baby. That's a lot of light. That's a lot going on the lights.
I had to stop every like five steps, and my mum was flailing her arms around, waving her bag around and telling people to stop, and a woman in labour bent over in the middle of a busy intersection.
Wow. This is incredible. So where did the baby come in the end? Did you manage to get to hospital?
Yes, I did, and he came 9 hours later because as soon as I got to the hospital,
Judy, thank you very much for your story, mate. It's very funny. Thanks for coming on the show.
Bree! So I was driving back to my parents to go and ride my own horse, and I turned down one of the busy intersections, and I saw a car trying to herd a loose horse off the road. So I pulled over and said, you probably shouldn't be doing that. I said, let me have a go. I'll see if I can catch it. I went all through my car, had no ropes or anything, so I took my shirt off, stood in the middle of the road, caught the horse, stopped the traffic so I could get into a driveway, and waited for the police to come and help me.
What?
Wow.
A story.
The
a horse
splatter.
Whisperer, shirtless.
Yeah, sure.
So you wrapped it around your shirt around the horse's neck like a lasso.
Yeah, so I'd
make, aren't you doing some kind of striptease or something for the horse? Like, okay, hey, you're coming with me. What a night we're going to have.
So, yeah.
Don't know if it had quite the same effect if me or Jack did it. That horse ain't... No, sorry, not moving anywhere.
Yeah, well, the traffic definitely stopped for a good 10 minutes, so it worked out quite well.
This is incredible. What an amazing story. What great thinking as well, Bree.
Yeah, well, I had really nothing else to use, so I needed to get the horse off the road. So first thing you do is, I suppose, I read a story about a lady taking her bra off, but I wasn't that game. So
I just took the shirt off. Yeah, there's levels, isn't it, that you go to, or won't go to. Everyone's got their line in the sand, you know. And also, so the guy thought you could wrangle a horse just using your car.
Yeah, it was so bad. I didn't actually realise what he was doing until I saw the horse try and jump over his car. And I was like, that's not okay.
Very different kind of Western movies, just cowboys and cars out there on the place.
Yeah.
I might make that movie, Cowboys and Cars. It's Yellowstone, next season.
I can be if you need.
Bree, lovely chat. Very funny story. Thank you very much.
The Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Asking you right now, why did you stop the traffic? How are you, Sam?
I'm really good. I'm just on my way to work and I've just pulled over and sitting in the emergency lane while I talk to you lovely people.
Well, thank you very much, Sam. And why did you stop traffic other than being sat in the emergency lane right now?
Well, it wasn't I that stopped the traffic. It was my grandfather. It was about 35 years ago before I was born. And it's a story that's been passed down through my whole childhood. And my grandfather went to go watch his Mighty Collingwood at the G to win their football game. It wasn't a grand final, it was just a regular game. And unfortunately, he put Flinders Street into a gridlock when he had a heart attack on the tram.
Oh my God, poor guy. What had they won and he was shocked or?
No, he was just so happy. It was a wonderful way to... well, unfortunately for all your listeners out there, he did pass away on the tram. But we look at it as such a happy occasion because he got to see his football team win.
I mean, I know they say, you know, tragedy plus time, but this is still quite a story about your poor granddad.
Well, he was well until his 70s.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's only 2 years for Patsy. Oh, you know, we can't wish her off. Like, you know, time for her to go. You've had your time. You're 70, so go.
Yeah, no, Patsy, off you go.
Oh.
No, I'm feeling very unloved to illustrate that, you know.
Sorry, I'm just showing more
compassion than yourself, really, for your family 70. Member. No, it's a misunderstanding. No. Showbiz age, 51.
No, proper age, 51. Yeah, thank you very much. And you're 50-year-old bloke
some papers
in there.
Bring some papers in, okay? Because it's not an honest 51, if you ask me. But anyway, let's just go back to poor old granddad on the tram who's just had a heart attack. Mm. He died on the tram.
He did. He did actually die on the tram. So
he
put Flinders Street into a gridlock when they had to get all the ambulances out. It was right out the front of the station, Flinders Street. So no traffic could move at all until they cleared everyone off the tram, two administered medical attention, and then three took him away. He was well into his late 70s when he did die.
Again,
and my grandmother.
This is tough news for a lot of. We have a lot of people that age who are turning off right now with this death sentence you're handing out to them. This might be the last game you go to over this weekend, whole time. You won't be listening Monday. Death is coming this weekend, according to you, Sam. I hope you didn't speak at the funeral of that. Well,
mate.
You know, boo hoo, but, you know,
he was
70.
Pretty borrowed time, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Taking up space.
Put in one extra seat now at the G, you know?
It's such a beautiful thing. Like, it's a story beautiful that I always tell, because even though it's a sad story, people
a beautiful
can
still
death have a laugh out of it. And it's such a beautiful, death.
Chef's kiss. To go out like that, I hope. That's where I want to go, guys. After D's win, just go. It was his time. It was his time. All right, well, Sam, amazing story. We can agree with that. It's an incredible story.
Yes, it was. So thank you for your time, guys, today.
Thank you very
much. Sam.
Okay, you can move on now from that emergency lane, Sam.
The Christian O'Connell Show podcast. Oh.